did you feel like you should have got them in the end, Brendan, with all the play you had in that second half?
Yeah, well, you know, the stats suggested you know, had quite a few more inside 50s, but obviously didn't convert. But it was a game played in two halves for mine. They kicked, I think, around 12 goals, three in the first half. Second half, 3 goals, 6. So it shows we had a lack of defensive intent in the first half. Really spirited in the second half. You know, their approach after half time, but it was a real positive. But we need to learn and evolve into a team that that can bring that more consistently.
So which one are you taking out of the game? You're taking the good second half or the sort of educational first half, I suppose? Like, what's your biggest takeaway, I suppose?
No, I think both halves we take away and we look at really strongly. You know, we've been making progress, but I think for 45 minutes in that game, the first quarter and a half, we really plateaued and then showed a lot of spirit after that. So we'll challenge really strongly that first half in our review and look at our second half and show the contrast.
So do you think you had them at any stage in that last quarter? Just running over the top? Because they did seem to have a lot more run, but so the Lions looked like that pretty much stopped to walk.
Oh yeah.
Without intending to discredit.
No. Yeah, listen, they put on a lot of pressure in the first half. We didn't bring enough defensive intent. In the second half, we had opportunities, but probably just didn't connect as much as we should. Gave yourself a chance, but you never feel like you're in total control of a game as a coach. It's just a feeling you always have. It's a never satisfied feeling.
Brendan, did your boys maybe see Brisbane's last 2 weeks and think, you know, maybe an average effort will do it early on, sort of thing? Like, did they underestimate Brisbane maybe?
No, never. No, don't underestimate any opposition. We just didn't bring enough defensive intent. And sometimes that's only marginal. You only got to be away from your opponent by 2 or 3 metres and it can get you. We'll learn from it. We plateaued, but we're going to be a team that needs to drive to the end of the season strongly.
So what changed in that second half? Did you get stuck into it at half-time? Is it just a leadership-driven thing? They have enough self-pride to realise themselves? Or like what? Because it was a pretty stark contrast in that second half.
Yeah, it was all of what you've just said. There was challenges from the coaches, me and the line coaches, challenges from the leadership group and within, because we've said all year we want to be defined by pressure and effort, and by and large we have, and in the second half I thought we really improved, but first 45 minutes, no. So it was a combination of conversations from players, leaders, coaches.
Do you feel like you're running out of legs at the end of the season? Like you're already, you know, it's been a tough sort of stretch. Do you feel like you can still salvage something in these last couple of weeks, or are you sort of battling as the season drags on?
No, we showed legs in the second half, so I don't think we're running out of legs. It's really important that we learn to be a team that brings that pressure and effort for 4 quarters, and the good teams can do it for a season. It's just a mindset that's learned. It's high-performance mindset. So, you know, we stalled for a while in the first quarter and a half, and, you know, the second half, I think I've already mentioned 3 goals, 6 or something they kicked. So, you know, spirited. But we take responsibility for the first half.
And Cripps, was Cripps outstanding again for you? Brendan, what, 22 contested possessions, 11 clearances. He sets a very high standard for you guys, doesn't he? He's someone that the other boys can follow.
Yeah, he's only young in age, but he's one that does play with effort regularly. And, I think 22 contested possessions. And to come back under a little bit of duress, he had a bruised knee. That's a positive. Dave Cunningham got a taste of AFL footy, which is part of our new draft class. That was important for us. Silvani kicked a couple of goals. So we've talked about little things that are growing in our club. There's a few there.
But by Hurst's second half, Zorko was so influential in that first half. But you could tell me differently, but it looked like you put Bo Hurst on him in the second half. He then seemed to quiet him.
Yeah, it took us a little while to get the job done there, but quieten it down a little bit in the second half. So Bucky was part of that process.
It's an extraordinary start of Paddy Cripps's to get 22 contested possessions. And I was just wondering, it's hard to say this of such a terrific young player, but do you ask for more from him on the outside of the contest as well?
I think in time that'll grow and develop. But we want our players to play to their strengths. It's about the jigsaw of all the parts combining, and all players have strengths and areas to improve on. But as long as he brings his strength, which is in around the contest right now, that's important for us. We'll see how his game grows and evolves in the next few years.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks. Cheers.